All right, everybody, welcome to this year. As I indicated, this is similar to our weekly Tuesday night class that we have, so it will be at a pretty high level, I hope, Baruch Hashem. Very interesting shiur, but you got to pay attention and focus because it's a little bit complicated, but if you get it, it's worth the investment of time and worth the investment of effort. Thanks again for the opportunity to study Torah, even under these trying circumstances. May the merit of us studying Torah ensure our safety and the safety of those we love and the safety of all of Klal Yisrael across the world. The Gemara in Maseches Pesachim brings a disagreement between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Ashi. And they disagree in the statement of Hillel. You know, we all know that on the Pesach Seder night, one of the steps, one of the 15 steps of the Seder, it's called Korech, not Korach. That was the name of the guy with the story, Margita Mocha. Korech. Korech means that we wrap. And after eating matzah, and then eating marah, we eat matzah and marah together. And we say, Zecher l'mikdash ki Hillel. We're trying to remember what Hillel used to do in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, in the times of the temple. As much as Beis HaMikdash ayakayim, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, when the temple was standing, Korech matzah u'marah, he would wrap together matzah and marah. And Pesach, the Karim Pesach, the Ochlam B'Yachan, you eat them together, the Kayim Hashanemar, to fulfill that what it says in the Torah, Al Matzos Umerorim Yochlu. You should eat them, it, the Karim Pesach, should be eaten Al Matzos Umerorim, with Matzah and with Marah. So he was, Hillel felt that a person should be eating their Matzah, their Marah, and their Karim Pesach. I always say, it's probable that in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, the Matzah was not the hard crackers that we have nowadays. It was probably a lafa. And they just made sure that they, from the beginning of the process, from when the flour and water were mixed together till it came out of the oven, it was 18 minutes. They made sure. Nowadays, they make it into a cracker because we're nervous about air pockets and all kinds of stuff. But it's very likely that in those days, it was a lafa. What else did they have in there? They had some lamb. They had some lamb. And then they had a little bit of marah. Sounds to me like shawarma, right? You got yourself a lafa, some harif, some marah, which is sharp, and you have some lamb, and you eat it together. According to Hillel, the Torah says, Al matzos umerorim yochlu, you should eat it matzah and marah. According to Hillel, he would have all three of them, and he would eat them together. That's how Korech used to work, at least in the days of Hillel, and that's what we do now. But the Gemara actually brings a disagreement, and the Gemara there says that the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan is that especially nowadays, you cannot fulfill your mitzvah by eating them together. You have to eat your matzah and your marah separately, then you can eat your korech if you want to remember what it is. Yashi says that there's no obligation to, you know, wrap your matzah, marah, and eat them together, but you can. You can. You're allowed to do. But machlokas in the Gemara, if you're allowed to do korech, if nowadays a person eats matzah and marah together, if it works, the Gemara there says, it could be because the mitzvah of matzah nowadays is doraisa, that's biblical, and the mitzvah of marah is only derabanan, so maybe the derabanan and the strong taste of the derabanan cancels out the matzah, so the Gemara wonders if one could do korech. So that's where it starts in the Gemara. But it seems like in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Hillel held one definitely should do korech. So to really start this year, we need to take a look at the Rama, and I'm going to share the screen with the Rama in it so that you can take a closer look at the Rama. It is in Hebrew. I'll translate it, so hopefully it'll be easier for us to understand. Can everyone see my screen? I'm assuming yes, not if you can see the screen. So the Rambam in Chametz U'Matzah, in Perachas Halacha Vav, chapter 8, Halacha 6, Law 6, the Rambam says like this. After one finishes, the Rambam speaks about one says the whole Haggadah, Ma'anishtana, Vadimayinu, all the different things in the Haggadah. Achar kach mevarech ha-metilas yadayim, then he washes his hands, makes a bracha. Not yet of shemis, so he washes his hands, etc. He says like this, V'lokeach shnei rikikin, you take two wafers, which means two matzahs, v'cholik echad mehen, and you break one of them, u'meniach paros l'toch shalim, and you put together the broken piece inside of the whole piece, u'mevarech hamotzi lechem in ha'aretz, and you make the bracha of hamotzi lechem in ha'aretz. And the Rambam says, u'mevarech u'mevarech ha'shtiki karos k'shar yom tovim, why don't we have two matzahs? We do actually, but in the according to the Rambam's opinion and others, you only make your bracha of hamotzi on one and a half matzahs. So he says, how can we always have two? We have lecha mishnah every Shabbos. We have two chalas. Why not? So he says, mishum lechem oni, because matzah is called lechem oni, a poor man's bread. My darko shall ani beprutza, just like a poor person only eats a piece, afkam beprutza, so too over here, it's only a piece. Okay, that's just the introduction. Now the Rambam gets into halacha. Says the Rambam, shenemar, as it said, very interesting. I think I'm missing part of this halacha. Give me one second here. No, he doesn't. He says, korech, achar kach, I'm missing a word. Achar kach, afterwards, korech matzah umara, he wraps together matzah umara ki achas. The Rambam's talking about nowadays, not during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Umetavo becharosis, and he dips the matzah and marar into the charosis. Umevarich, and he says, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kedishanu Mitzvos Tzivanu Alachias Matzos Umerorim. You wrap the matzah marar together, and you make a double bracha, a matzah umara. Says the Rambam, Acha matzah b'fnei atzma, umara b'fnei atzma, if a person ate matzah by itself, a marar by itself, Mevarich hazeh b'fnei atzmo, ve'alzeh b'fnei atzmo. But if you eat them separately, you make Ashakir Sham says Alachilas Matzah on the Matzah, Alachilas Marar on the Marar, and you make two separate ones. Now, Rambam, when he's quoting, so this is the Rambam quoting during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Rambam says like this. I apologize. Again, this Rambam is talking about when there was a Beis HaMikdash. V'achar kach, and then after you did that, Mevarech Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Ashakir Sham, and it's supposed to be Tzvon Alachilas HaZevach, make another blessing for eating a sacrifice of carbon. And you eat some of the meat of the chagiga, the celebratory offering that was offered in addition to the carbon pesach, the paschal sacrifice. Then you make a bracha of achilas pesach, and he eats the carbon pesach, the paschal lamb. Each one has to have its own bracha. Now continues the bracha. Nowadays, nowadays, when we don't have a carbon, when we make hamotzi, we also make the bracha of achilas matzah. Metavo matzah becharosis. Interesting, Rambam's opinion. You dip your matzah by achilas matzah into charosis, va'ochel, and you eat it. V'chozum mevarach al achilas marar. Then you say the blessing of achilas marar, umetavo marmer charosis. You dip your marmer charosis, va'ochel, and you eat it. Says the Rambam, lo yashos so becharosis. Don't totally bury it in charoses, shemi vatal tamo, so you shouldn't lose the tame of the mara. So for him nowadays, mara is only written. Then says the Rambam, v'chozer ukorech matzah umara. Then you wrap your matzah and your mara together. Umetabo becharoses, you dip it again in charoses. V'ochom below bracha, you didn't wrap the bracha zeicher lemikdash to remember the misa. So this is the Rambam. Now note, the Rambam said by bizman hazeh and nowadays that you eat matzah, then you eat marar, then you eat them together. When the Rambam is speaking in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam says initially that you eat your matzah and your marar together. And the Rambam says you make the bracha alachias matzah and marar. And if you want, you can eat them separately. And then the Rambam says you eat your carbon pesach. He does not bring the mitzvah of korech, what Hillel used to do in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't bring that a person puts together his matzah, his marar, and his carbon pesach, and he eats them together as korech. He doesn't say that at all. Yet bizman has then, nowadays, the Rambam says a person should eat matzah, and then mar, and then korech. So if the Rambam is passing like Hillel, he's ruling like Hillel, that a person is supposed to eat them together, then why does he neglect to say bizman ha-mikdash? In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, a person is supposed to eat pesach, matzah, or mar. The Rambam just says you eat matzah and mar, and then you eat pesach. Why don't you eat them together? This question is the question of the Raivin on the spot. The Rambam says it seems like the Rambam is paskening like Hillel, ruling like Hillel. So why does he neglect to say the mitzvah of korech during the times of Beis HaMikdash? If you put together matzah, marar, and carbon pesach, that is the question of the Raivin on the Rambam. A very strong question. It seems like the Rambam is not being consistent in holding like Beis. That's question number one. Question number two, which seems like an unrelated question, but we'll see, it has a lot to do with what we're discussing. The Gemara says in Maseches Psachim, and Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, the Gemara there says, Ein Adam Yotze Yemechovas Matzah B'Tevel. If a person has matzah that was made from grain, that one did not separate, they did not separate Shumas and Maisris, the necessary ties, or Maser Rishon, or his matzah that's made from Maser, which is the portion that's given to the Levi, Elo nitna truma. So if the trumas meiser wasn't yet given to the kohen, or the maser sheni, or if a person makes matzah out of maser sheni was the separation that a person took from his grain and brought it to eat based on in Yerushalayim, that only could be in Yerushalayim. The hektesh, or if he made it from grain that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, the law is he does not fulfill his mitzvah of matzah with any of these. Now, why does he not fulfill his mitzvah of matzah with any of these? So the Gemara teaches this. The pasuk says like this. The pasuk says, "Lo tochal alav chametz, don't eat chametz. Shivas yamim tochal alav matzah. 7 days you should eat matzah." So the Gemara there says like this. A person could only fulfill their mitzvah of matzah with something that if it was made chametz, the only isser, the only prohibition would be chametz. That means to say like this. The pasuk says, don't eat chametz. Make sure that that's matzah. What? The grain that you could potentially make chametz. Stop it before it becomes chametz and make sure you eat it as matzah. Says the Gemara, that you can only use for matzah something that the only prohibition, if you let it become chametz, is chametz. But if there would be an additional prohibition, if it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to eat it. It's telel. It didn't have the necessary ties separated. Says the Gemara, that if a person were to eat that, they would not fulfill their mitzvah of matzah. One more time. Because the halacha is, you could only eat matzah that if you let it go into chametz, the only prohibition would be chametz. But if there was another prohibition besides for that, it cannot be used as matzah. Therefore, you can't use it for matzah. That's what the Gemara says in Maseches Pesach. The Gemara there also says you can't use bikurim. What's bikurim? You know, the first of your wheat that grows, you take it up to the Beis HaMikdash. Halacha is the Torah says, you should eat matzah in all your dwelling places. It can't be eaten in all the dwelling places. It can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Also says the Gemara. Let's say a person wants to use the matzah component of his karban todah, of his Thanksgiving offering. The halacha is he cannot use it on Pesach for matzah. Why not? Because the Torah says, "Shinat yamim tochal matzos." You have to eat matzah for 7 days. The lechem, the portion of the karban todah, the matzah portion of the karban todah, we know the karban todah was brought with 40 loaves, 10 of them were matzah. Those 10 were prohibited from being eaten more than 1 day. Because the karban todah has to be eaten in 1 day. So therefore, since the Torah says shilas yam tochal of matzos, you cannot use matzah of a karban todah to fulfill your obligation because that cannot be eaten for a full amount of 7 potential days. That's what it says. So we see there's a bunch of different things that can't be used as matzah. Anything that has an added level of prohibition to it cannot be used as matzah. So says the Gemara in Maseches Pesach. The problem is like this. Also, so the Seches Kedushin on Daflam Chesam and Aleph brings a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi asks the question, the Navi teaches us that when the Jewish people first entered into Eretz Yisrael, their first Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't eat matzah. Why? Because all the produce of the land, the grain of the land, was all chadash. It was from the new crop. And the law is you're not allowed to eat chadash. Therefore, they did not eat. What the Yerushalmi asks Tosfos a question, what's the problem? You know the halacha is that that eating matzah is a positive commandment, a mitzvah aseh. Not eating the new crop is a los aseh, it's a negative commandment. You're not allowed to eat the chadash, the new crop. Why don't we say aseh docha los aseh? Often in halacha, when there's a positive commandment, it conflicts with the negative commandment. The positive commandment overrides the negative commandment, and it's permissible to fulfill the positive commandment. If a person has tzitzis and they have chutneys, it's well linen. They're allowed to wear the tzitzis because the positive commandment of wearing tzitzis overrides the negative commandment of not wearing chutneys. So if so, asks Tosvos under Yerushalmi, why did the Jewish people not eat when they first came into Eretz Yisrael? We should say the positive commandment of eating matzah should override the negative commandment. That's Tosfos' quote. According to what we just said, this Tosfos makes no sense. Because the Gemara says, you know why you can't eat matzah that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, that's hektish? You know why you can't eat matzah that's tevel, that didn't have the necessary ties separated? Because that's asr. It's prohibited. There's a prohibition. And the Torah says, 7 days you should eat. The Torah says, don't eat chametz, eat matzah. So it's only something that has no other prohibition then we say that that could be matzah. But this has an additional prohibition. So what does it help to say? I'd say the chalosa say the positive commandment should push away the negative commandment. Bottom line, there's a negative commandment. Before you do anything, there's a negative commandment. And you can only fulfill your matzah with something that has no other negative commandments besides potentially this becoming chametz. So what's this question that you should be able to eat it? You can't eat it. Even if you eat it, you're not going to fulfill your mitzvah of matzah because there's an added prohibition besides for the fact that this potentially could become chametz. That's the question on Tosfos in Maseches. We're going to ask one more question, and then we'll start making things a little bit more complicated, if they're not complicated enough. So the Shagas Aryeh asks a great question on the Rush. The Rush is an early commentary in the back of the Gemara. The Rush comments on the Gemara Maseches Pesachim and the Kuf Yodalad Amabez, right near with the Sugya that we began with. The Gemara there says, Achal Marar Lechatzan. If a person ate marar in two halves, that means to say that for the mitzvah of marar, they ate their matzah, they did what they were supposed to, now comes marar, they only eat half a kesayis, half an olive, half the shear, half the normal amount. Then, their other half, a kesayis, they eat in their korech sandwich. So says the Gemara, if as long as they eat it kedei achilas pras, as long as they eat it within a short period of time, it's a machlokas, anywhere from 2 to 9 minutes, halacha is that they fulfill their mitzvah. So says the Gemara. As long as you're eating it, within, which is considered within one achila, you fulfill your mitzvah of eating the... So the Rush writes, why do you even have to have a kezayis of mar? So the Rush says, because we make a bracha. Kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu alachilas marar. Hashem, you commanded us alachilas. Whenever we say the word achila in the whole entire Torah, what does the word achila mean? Achila means a kezayis, at least an olive. Is memela, that's why we know that you have to have a kezayis and olive worth. Ask the Shagas Aryeh, the great commentator on the Rush, what are you saying? You know why you have to have a kezayis? For Mark of the Torah says, al matzos umerorim yochlu. You should eat it with matzah and mar. Yochlu, eat it. Whatever the Torah says, the word achila means a kezayis. Whatever the Torah says, eating it means a kezayis. How come the Rush has to say the reason that Mar has to be a kezayis is because of the bracha that you say, Asher Kisham Tzadzad al achilas Mar, on eating the Mar. And achila is always a kezayis. What's that? That's not the reason why. The reason is because the Torah says, Amatzah Sarar, Yochlu. You should eat Karm Pesach when Matzah Mar should be eaten. And eating achila means Mar, means kezayis. So why does the Rush say because of the Mar? We have a lot of different questions. Number one, the question of the Rambam. The Rambam neglects the mitzvah of Korech and the Pesach of Mikdash. He does not say to combine Pesach, Matzah, and Marar. Yet he does say we should eat Korech nowadays, so he neglected that. Then we had a question on the Gemara in Meseches, on Tosos in Meseches Kedushin. Tosos says that, wonders why it is that a person, they didn't eat the Karban Pesach when they first came into Israel, so what if it's a new crop? But the positive mitzvah of Matzah pushes away the negative mitzvah of Chadash. That's what Tosos says they should have eaten. We said, what do you mean? There's an additional prohibition to eating the matzah, to eating that, because it's chadash. Gemara says, just like my tevel and all these other things, whenever there's an additional iser, you can't fulfill your mitzvah. So why does Tosfos say that you should be able to? This final question of the Shagas Aryeh asks, why does the Rush say that the reason that we eat a kezayis of mar is because of the bracha, the blessing of Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al achilas Marar, the reason that we have to have a kezayis is because the Torah says al matzah sumarom yochlu. And whenever the Torah says achila eating, it always means a kezayis. Those are the questions that need answer. So make sure you focus and pay attention because you want to make sure you get this. It's a brilliant piece, but it's a draft complicated. And it's not my own, obviously. I'm sharing something that I saw. There's a well-known idea or concept from the Brisker Rav, Herzog Zev, Halevi Soloveitchik, the Brisker Rav from Yerushalayim. And he writes in the stencil, which is one of the copies of his Svarim, in Kuntras HaMoadim, the compilation on the Jewish holidays, he writes like this. He says, on the Seder night, there are really two distinct, separate obligations of eating matzah. Number one, the Torah says, Ba'erev tochlu matzos. At night, you should eat matzah. That's key of obligation number one. In addition to that, the Torah writes, Al matzos umerorim yochlu. The Karbon Pesach should be eaten with matzah, and it should be eaten with marar. So there's two separate obligations. There's an obligation to eat
matzah because of erev tochlu matzah, the obligation to eat matzah. And there's an additional chiyuv, an additional obligation of eating matzah that comes along with the carbon pesach and the maror al matzos umrorin yochlu. Says the Brisker Rav, the nafgamina between these two, the practical difference, says the Brisker Rav, is that the obligation of ba'erev tochlu matzos, of eating matzah, that has to be a kazayas. Has to be an olive's worth, the normal shear. Why? That because the Torah writes, ba'erev tochlu matzos. In the evening, you should eat. Achila always means a kazayas. It says that Brisker Rav, I sold, that Rabbi Landau sold to a bunch of phony products. Why? Because listen to the pasuk, the second commandment of matzah. It says you should eat the karban pesach. Beginning of the pasuk says, al matzos umerorim, with matzah and mar, yochluhu. You should eat it. What's it? The karban pesach. So when the Torah writes achila of eating the pesach, the matzah and the mar all together, the Torah only writes the word achila by the karban pesach. Yochluhu, you should eat the karban pesach. But it doesn't say anything about achila by matzah and mar. So says the Brisker Rav, it's possible that as long as you eat a kezayis of the karban pesach, even if you just eat a small amount of matzah, I don't know, you're on some type of carbohydrate-free diet, and just a small amount of mar, you can fulfill your obligation, because the Torah never writes tochlu, you should eat the matzah, it says you should eat the mar. So says the Brisker Rav, you have to eat a kezayis just generally, because it says varev tochlu matzahs. But the chiyuv, the obligation of eating the karban pesach with matzah and maror, there only the karban pesach has to have a kazayis. Matzah and the maror don't have to have a kazayis. So obviously, according to this, the rush that we had, the last question that we asked is now resolved. The rush says, you know why you have to make, you have to eat a kazayis and maror? Because you make a bracha. Asher kedishan tzosek tzivam al achila smar, and achila means kazayis. So we said, what do you mean? The Torah says, al matzah sumaror miyachlu. The answer was, no, it doesn't. The matzah maror miyachlu is going on the karban pesach. It's not going on the maror. So maybe you don't need a kazayis for maror, says the Rosh. No, but if the bracha is achilas maror, at least I see there's some type of obligation of eating maror that's called achila. Therefore, a person is supposed to make a bracha of, a person is supposed to make a bracha, is supposed to eat at least a kazayis. That so far resolves at least the question of the Shagasarian. Now listen carefully, because we have to take things to the next level. Focus, pay attention, I'll try to be clear. I'm not clear. Anyone who wants can unmute themselves and they can ask in. At this point, does anyone want to ask anything? If you do, just unmute yourself and talk. Oh, silence is golden. I told my high school students that Zoom is amazing because a whole year I want to mute them and I can't. And even better than that, sometimes I feel like I want to also take away their picture. And then they said to me, you know what? Rabbi, but a whole year we can't mute you either. So it works out well. But anyways, let's try to understand this on a little bit of a deeper level. Because after this piece of the Brisker Rav, all of a sudden, something that we talked about previously becomes somewhat of a question, or just becomes an unknown. So here, the halacha is, the Torah says that you have to eat matzah, but erev tochlu matzos. And we know you can't eat matzah that has any other prohibition on it, regardless of what, because the Torah says, lo tochal chametz, don't eat chametz, shivat yom tochal matzos. The only iser, potential iser, on the matzah could have been the fact that it could have been mal chametz. But if there's any other iser, any other prohibition, the halacha is that you can't fulfill your mitzvah of matzah. Now, this law, the law that we say that if there's any other type of iser, prohibition, problem, it can't be eaten for all 7 days, like we saw with the Karban Todah. It can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, like the Bikurim. Those disqualify matzah. Is that for both matzahs, both obligations of matzahs that the Brisker Rav said? Again, the Brisker Rav said that there's an obligation to eat matzah for 2 reasons. No one but Erev Tochlu matzos. And there's also an additional obligation to eat Pesach matzah mar yochlu. So now these laws that apply to matzah, that it can't be Bikurim, it can't be Hektish, it can't be Bakkeris on Mikdash, it can't be Tevel, stuff that wasn't separated, it can't be all these different things. Does that apply specifically to the mitzvah of Ba'erev Tochlu Matzos, the base level obligation of eating matzah? Or does that also apply to the matzah used with the Pesach and the Mar? Al Matzos Umeron Yochlu, the regular simple matzah? That's the question. The unknown of it. Now, here is where it'll make a difference, because What's the reason? You could clarify Hakira. Hakira in yeshiva terms means two ways of understanding the same concept. When the Torah says you can't use matzah of hekesh, when the Torah says that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, when the Torah says you can't use bikurim because it has to be able to be eaten in all of Eretz Yisrael, when the Torah says you can't use todah, carbon todah, matzahs of a carbon todah, a Thanksgiving offering because it has to be eaten for 7 days, this will be one. Does that mean to say that if something is not, has the problem, that means to say that you can't use, let's say it's a matzah of todah, that it's not called matzah? Is that the verb? It's not called matzah? And in order to fulfill your mitzvah, you have to have matzah? Or no, it's matzah. It's beautiful matzah. You paid $30 a pound for it. And it's burnt. Right? It's still matzah. But there's a separate prohibition that doesn't let you eat this matzah. You have to use a specific kind of matzah. Again, we'll say this again. When the Torah says, for example, that you can't use bikurim, because matzah has to be able to be eaten anywhere, b'chol mosheh we'll say. And this matzah can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Does the Torah mean to say, therefore, it's not called matzah if it can't be eaten in Yerushalayim? It's not called matzah. It's like the box that it comes in, but it ain't the matzah itself. Or is the Torah saying, no, of course it's matzah, but you just can't fulfill your obligation because you have to be able to eat matzah anywhere? That's the question. What's the nafka in this case? In the second obligation of eating matzah, al matzos umerorim yochlu, eating matzah and marah and karban pesach together. If you say that matzah that can't be eaten all over Eretz Yisrael, or matzah that can't be eaten for all 7 days is not considered matzah at all, well then you can't eat it with your karban pesach to fulfill your mitzvah of matzos umerorim yochlu. You're not eating matzah. You're eating cardboard with holes in it. That's got some carbohydrates. It's somewhat edible. But if you say that no, even when the Torah says you can't eat matzah, they can't be eaten all of Israel, it's still called matzah, there's a separate issur that's tacked onto it. Well, then maybe that only applies by the obligation of Erev Koch Matzos, but not by the obligation of matzah, marah, and karbon pesach. You know what I'm saying? I hope you get it. I'm going to repeat myself one more time. If you say that when the Torah says matzah means matzah that can be eaten in all 7 days, matzah that can be eaten in all of Israel, matzah has no other issurim on it. And if not, it's not matzah. Well, then, even for the obligation of eating pesach, matzah, and marah together, that matzah is not has to be matzah that's called matzah. And if it can't be eaten in Eretz Yisrael, it's not called matzah. But if you say that this that you can't use matzah for your Seder, that can't be eaten all over Eretz Yisrael, that can't be eaten for all 7 days, it's still called matzah. It's just matzah with a problem. Well, then here, maybe there's no problem. Maybe the whole Chiddush, I'm only eating matzah, I've been eating it all of Eretz Yisrael, is on the obligation of the Erev Tochlu matzah, it's the initial obligation, not the obligation of eating carbon pesach matzah. That's the question, and in Afghanistan, that's going to be the practical matzah. Now, it comes out according to this, pretty amazing stuff. Let's try to put everything together, and we'll spend a little bit of time trying to understand this. So, according to this, we could understand this Yerushalmi. Remember, the Yerushalmi comes along and says that the first year that the Jewish people came into the land of Israel, they didn't eat matzah. You know why they didn't eat matzah? Because the matzah was chadash. The matzah was from the new crop, and you can't eat matzah from the new crop because there's another isser, another prohibition besides the fact that it potentially could become chametz if you left it. So Tosus there says, what's the problem? You could say, asay to chalos asay. Say the positive mitzvah pushes away the negative mitzvah of chadash. This is what they mean, but there's another isser. Maybe what the Yerushalmi means to say is the following. You're right. When they came into the land, they couldn't fulfill the regular mitzvah of matzah. They couldn't because there's a separate mitzvah. But why didn't they at least fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with carbon pesach and mar? The mitzvah of amatzos umerorim yochluhu, of eating matzah and marar and pesach together. Because there, maybe, these restrictions of it not having any other prohibitions don't apply. What are you going to say? But you can't do an Isser. Yes, I could. I have a positive mitzvah to eat Pesach Matzah Mar, a negative mitzvah not to eat Chadash. I'm going to eat it. Again, if you say that all these laws only apply to the obligation of the Erev Tochlu Matzos, it's still considered Matzah, just decide, you know, the Torah says you can't do it. It only applies to the Erev Tochlu Matzos. But as Tosvos, why didn't they just eat it with their Karun Pesach and Mar, so at least they can fulfill Matzah Sumar and Yochlu, and there are Seidel Chalos the positive mitzvah pushed away the negative mitzvah, and you should be able to. Maybe that's what Tosfos meant to say. Now, Tosfos, just to be intellectual, has a solution. doesn't quote the Erev Toch Lamatos, but the Yerushalmi doesn't. Maybe that's the Pshat in this Yerushalmi. Now, let's take things a little bit deeper. There's a complicated Gemara in Maseches Devachim. For those of you that did the Daf Yomi, this should be somewhat fresh in your mind. It's from the last year or so, maybe a year and change. The Gemara says in Maseches Devachim that if a person eats pigul, nosar, and tamei together, he mixes up pigul, nosar, and tamei. Pigul is a karban, a sacrifice that was disqualified because the kohen had the wrong thoughts of eating it outside of the appropriate time or place. Nosar is a karban pesach that is past its due date. You have to eat it in, or any karban, past its date of when it had to be eaten. Or tamei is a sacrifice, a karban pesach that becomes tamei. The Gemara there says if you eat all of those together, the halacha is you're not chayif, you're not liable. Because when you chew all three of them together, it's possible that you're eating more nosar than you're eating pigul, or more tamei than pigul and nosar. So it could be when you're eating it in your mouth, it's batel barot. It loses its identity because of the majority that's around it. So we can't obligate because we don't know if at any point of time you ate as much nosar, pigul, or tamei that you were supposed to. That's what the Gemara there says. I'm not getting into that Gemara because that Gemara is very complicated. It's also complicated logistically what that Gemara means. Take a look at that Gemara over there if you want to look it up. I'm happy to share it. Sure, I think it's up Ein Ches Amid Al. It's 78. Listen for a moment to something fascinating. Think about this. If you eat Korech in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, what did you do? You took matzah, you took marah, and you took Karban Pesach. And you ate it all together. Now what's happening in your mouth? Your matzah is coming in contact with your Karban Pesach. And it's very possible that there's more Karban Pesach in your mouth than there is matzah, especially if you're saying the matzah and marah don't necessarily need a kazayas when they're eaten with the Karban Pesach. It's just the Karban Pesach then. What happens to the matzah that's in your mouth at that point? You only eat that matzah for one night because it becomes nosar the next morning because it came in contact with the Karban Pesach. So let me ask you a question. How could you fulfill your mitzvah of Pesach, matzah, and marah all together if that matzah can't be eaten for all 7 days? That is the machlokas between the Rambam and between the Ravid. The Ravid says, I'm not concerned a drop about your karban, your matzah being eaten with your karban pesach, not being able to be eaten for 7 days. Because that obligation is just for the matzah, for the chiyuv of be'erev tochlu matzos. But not the obligation of korech. Korech, all those laws don't apply to them. If so, load your karban pesach up with matzah, with marah, eat it together. And if your matzah could only be eaten, quote unquote, until the next morning, that's not a problem. The problem of matzah not being eaten, of having to be able to eat Shiva Siyam Tochel Matzos, is all the matzah of Be'er of Tochel Matzos, the first chil of matzah, but not the second chil. Rambam doesn't hold like that. The Rambam holds that even the matzah that's eaten with Be'er of Tochel Matzos and Merom Yochlu, that matzah has all the laws and restrictions of the matzahs of Be'er of Tochel Matzos, because if you take away any of those laws, if you violate any of those laws, it's not even matzah. So Memela says to Rambam, when you eat korech, you have a major issue. What's your issue? Your karban pesach is coming in contact with your matzah, and now your matzah can't be eaten for more than a day, so you lose your obligation for matzah. Rambam does. You know what the Rambam writes? Let's take a look at the Rambam. You can see it inside, because we actually have some audio visuals today. Oh yeah, the world has changed. Rabbi Landa actually showing you something inside, not just quoting. What does the Rambam say? When it comes to the to eating it during the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam says, I'll look where my little cursor is over here. It says the Rambam, Achar kach o korich matzah umar the achas sweet matzah and mar, you dip it in charoses and you make the mitzvah shekin shan mitzvos of a tzivon achilas matzah umaror and you eat it. And if you eat them separately, you make them separate. Then says the Rambam, what do you do? The achar kach, this whole piece over here, this whole Rambam right over here, says the Rambam, what do? You eat your Karban Pesach, and the Rambam does not say squat about Korech. He asks, why not? But later on, the Rambam says, nowadays you eat matzah and marah together to remember the Mikdash, and he writes over here, you eat matzah and marah together, so why aren't you mixing it with your Karban Pesach? The answer to that question is very simple. The reason not mixing it with your Karban Pesach, I'm sorry I didn't share my screen with you. We'll do it one more time with the shared screen.
hang in there. Again, when the Rambam writes in the yellow here is the Rambam when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Says the Rambam, we eat matzah and mar, korich matzah umar ba'achas umtalo bechazeres, and you eat them together. Then the Rambam says you eat your carbon pesach here in the blue, achakach mevarich, and you eat your carbon shlach, chagiga, and your carbon pesach. Yet when the Rambam in the green, when the Rambam writes bizman hazeh, nowadays says the Rambam, over there the Rambam says that chozer v'korich matzah, you eat matzah, and then you eat matzah and mar together. And here the Rambam says the mitzvah of korich. If he holds like this hill, we ask, why in the world would you not bring your carbon pesach? Why in the world would you not bring your carbon pesach and wrap it with matzah and mar? The answer is the Rambam says you can't do that. But the moment that your matzah comes in contact with your carbon pesach, that matzah is disqualified and you lose everything. So says the Rambam, eat the matzah and the mar together. Then the matzah that you're eating is matzah that could be eaten for all 7 days. At least you have part of it, and then you eat your carbon pesach. That is this idea or this concept, and that's machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. I would recommend that you listen to the shir again. It's not a bad idea. You'll get it much better the next time around, as I got it much better around the next, you know, as I chazed this and I reviewed it. With Hashem's help, it's going to be on, YU Torah. Also, I'll probably post a recording of it somewhere and try to share it with everybody, if the audio and the visual, if anyone wants, although the audio is just fine. Why do you have to see my face? So that's this year. I don't have any input, questions, answers. You can unmute your mic and ask per se. Anyone have anything they want to tell us? Anyone? So happy that the shir was so clear that no one had any difficulties or misunderstandings, and at the end of the shir, everyone just like speechless by it. Anyways, regardless, Yasher Koach, thank you everyone for being along for the ride and enabling the light of Torah to continue to burn strong. Looking forward to learning together in the upcoming days, and Amrit Hashem definitely next week on Tuesday. All the best.
Shkoach.
You are, bye-bye.
Shkoach.
Shkoach.